Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick with our popular Latin Lover. You go up to Nemi in the lake there. There's still ships from the Roman times.
Yeah,
they used
well,
to have naval
what's left
battles.
Of them? Well, okay, what the ships that you, what's left, because the Germans burnt them in 1944. But what you had there were two ships of Caligula. And they used to have battles on the lake. But what Caligula did was build two massive ships for parties. He used to have parties on these
okay,
massive...
Okay, so how do you say ship in Latin?
Well, it's navis, navis, navis.
And navis, ship and that's, parties?
Okay, what am I saying? I don't know what you're going to say.
Aquafan.
Navalia or navicola, or I don't know, festivitatis naviculae. But that's where you get Piazza Navona from, too. Because that was all flooded, too, and they had boats around there in the Middle Ages. It's all the thing.
And today
it's
we have places called Aquafan.
Aquafan, okay, yes, Aquafan. Aqua Park.
How will you translate that into Latin? Aqua is already Latin.
Water already.
Is what you're saying. Water fun.
Aquarum delicie. Delicie, the delights of water. You can see this in a million ways. And so they had these battles. One was along the Tiber River up near the Vatican, and the Colosseum used to be used for naval battles for a few years, and then they stopped it. And they dug out the floor, and they took out the water, and they had to use the floor of the basement there for animals and different things. But that's the Naumachia, were the ship battles.
The Romans really like to play, and there's one word still in usage today that highlights this, is ludicrous.
Yeah, ludus, of course, was to play. Ludo ludere is to play.
But ludicrous has a different meaning.
Well, ludicrous means like laughable or jokeable. Or in fact, is ludicra in the Latin dictionary, means sport events. So we say ludicrous is kind of funny, but ludicra for the Romans were sport events in the neuter plural, ludicra.
Were they rowdy, the Romans who watched all these battles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you say rowdy in Latin?
Oh, tumultuosi. Or tumultuenti. Tumultuosi. Yes, and sometimes it got out of hand, and then the emperors would have to send in the police and kill them all.
How do you say out of hand?
You're going to say ex leges or ex tores. Ex leges. They were out of the law. And that was one time, I think it was Caligula. He was over on the Palatine Hill, and he heard people in the circus screaming and yelling, and his sleep was disturbed, and he told the police to go in, and they killed them all, like 3,000 people.
Oh, so they were
because they were causing trouble for the Emperor Caligula.
Disturbing his sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say disturb my sleep?
I don't know. Somnum... obturbare.
How do you say nightmares?
Ah, nightmares. Ah, that's another. Oppressio nocturna. A nocturnal oppression. How you feel, squashed. Oppressio nocturna is a nightmare. We have all that stuff.
Well, I hope his killing those people gave him nightmares.
But he said, what are these people screaming around there? Get rid of them all. Well, that was Caligula.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.